Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
The NHL's Final Four is now set with the Rangers making a run to the Eastern Conference Finals. Real Madrid extends its dominance with yet another European title.
And two MLB outfielders let a fantasy football beef go way too far, as we all have, let's be honest. From Wondery, I'm Matt Straub.
And I'm Tate Frazier. It's Tuesday, May 31st, and this is Starting Five. Five sports headlines in 10 minutes.
Well, Tate, I don't know about you, but I tried to unwind a little bit this weekend, and the sports calendar was not cooperating. Are you ready to get caught up on some of these headlines after a very busy long weekend?
Very busy. Ready or not, here we come.
Okay. Let's begin with a Game 7 on the ice as the Rangers-Hurricanes series went back to Raleigh, where the Hurricanes were seemingly unbeatable at home with a 7-0 record at PNC Arena in the playoffs before Monday. That home dominance really was the story of the series, Tate, until the Rangers put an end to it with a 6-2 win to move on. What stood out to you here?
Well, my feelings, Matt. It was a rough night for my Hurricanes as New York stormed out to a quick 2-0 lead in the first period, shocking the Caniacs crowd. The Rangers would go on to win their fifth straight elimination game in these playoffs thanks to a whole lot of Chris Kreider.
Chances, and it's going to lead to a break opportunity for Kreider. Chris Kreider, he scores on the backhand. 4-0 Rangers.
Two goals for Kreider, who is now 7-1 in Game 7s. Man. And for the Rangers, it's the continuation of an amazing turnaround in these playoffs. Remember, they trailed the Penguins 3-1 before winning that series, and they were down 2-0 and 3-2 to the Hurricanes before coming back again. Now New York will face the two-time defending champs, the Tampa Bay Lightning, in the Eastern Conference Finals, a team they happen to be 3-0 against this season.
Best of luck to your feelings moving forward, Tate. Hope we can pull ahead. And looking ahead to tonight, we've got Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. It is the Edmonton Oilers and Colorado Avalanche, the two top-scoring teams in the playoffs, by the way, in terms of goals per game. And it's a showdown featuring superstars and former number one overall picks Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon. Just a really exciting matchup on paper. And if I could just add one more random layer, Tate, because Please. This is the way my brain works. With McDavid and MacKinnon in the spotlight, I keep thinking of the McDonald's-McDowell's showdown from Coming to America.
Look, me and the McDonald's people, we got this little misunderstanding. See, they're McDonald's. I'm McDowell's. They got the golden arches. Mine is the golden arcs.
I mean, if you couldn't feel the tension before, surely you can feel it now after that.
Yeah, the arches versus the arcs. What more could you really want?
Absolutely.
Now let's head over to the NBA, where the finals matchup is now set after a 196 Celtics win over the Heat in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals on Sunday night. Jason Tatum led the way for Boston with 26 points, and Jimmy Butler was great again for Miami. But there are questions about a decision he made late in the game, Matt.
Yeah, and first, what a resurgence for Butler late in this series. After shooting 10 for 40 in games 3, 4, and 5 combined, he went for 47 points in game 6, backed that up with 35 in game 7. He played almost every minute of both games. Just a phenomenal finish to the series. But as you mentioned, Tate, late in that decisive game, the Heat were down 2. Butler grabbed a rebound, and instead of trying to tie it, he pulled up from deep.
For the lead! Loose and Horford! Butler had a clean look, Jeff, and he went for the kill shot and the lead.
I gotta say, I think that's a bad decision by Butler.
I gotta say, Jeff sounds a little congested there, but they talked about it on the broadcast, and we saw it on replay. Celtics center Al Horford was trying to guard Butler in transition. Jimmy could have attacked there. He had a chance, but he settled for the three, left it short. It's just one moment, but a pretty big factor in the Celtics moving on to face the Warriors, Tate.
And now we've got a rematch of the 1964 NBA Finals for the people at home.
My first NBA Finals. I remember it well.
Yeah. No Wilt Chamberlain in this one, but we've got a major showdown between these two storied franchises featuring two superstars, Stephen Curry and Jason Tatum. The Warriors return to basketball's biggest stage as they face a young Celtics core who have a combined zero games of NBA Finals. Yes. NBA Finals experience versus the Dubs 123 games. That's pretty good for the Warriors. The good news for Boston is that they've been a matchup problem for the Warriors dating back to the beginning of their dynasty. Since 2015, the Celtics are the only team in the NBA with a winning record against the Warriors, 9-7 overall. Curry versus Defensive Player of the Year Marcus Smart will surely be a headliner, but I'll be interested, Matt, to see how Wiggins handles yet another tough matchup on the wing against Jason Tatum.
Yeah, Andrew Wiggins has been really impressive. And by the way, the finals will get underway on Thursday.
It was also a huge weekend for soccer fans everywhere as the Champions League final took place on Saturday between Liverpool and Real Madrid. Madrid won the European crown 1-0, but we can't talk about the match itself without first mentioning all of the chaos that broke out at Stade de France beforehand. The start of the match was delayed 35 minutes, and since then, reports have emerged detailing extremely long wait times to get into the stadium, with dangerously crowded areas, some fans being hit with pepper spray by the police, and a number of fans climbing and jumping the fence to get in. Here's a Liverpool fan describing the scene.
All they're doing is opening one gate, letting as many four or five people in at a time, and people are frightened of not getting in, and then they're shutting the gate as soon as anybody says anything. People at the gate.
Just a bad scene all around.
Yeah, absolutely. And UEFA, soccer's governing body in Europe, announced on Monday that it has commissioned an independent report into all of this. A statement from UEFA said, quote, "The comprehensive review will examine decision-making, responsibility, and behaviors of all entities involved in the final," end quote. And Tate, turning to the game itself, as you said, Real Madrid took the title, and they did it on a goal from Vinicius Jr. in the 59th minute.
Hit into Vinicius! Take the lead. Vinicius, the rising star of Real Madrid, flying at the moment.
For Real Madrid, it's their 14th European Cup. That is by far the most ever, with AC Milan sitting in a distant second with 7. It's also their 5th Champions League title in the past 8 years, as Carlo Ancelotti became the first manager to win it 4 times. Now we turn from the pitch to the track, where the 106th Indy 500 took place this weekend. This edition featuring a full capacity crowd for the first time since 2020, and the greatest spectacle in racing delivered one of the most electric finishes in the race's history, Tate.
That's right, man. It was electric to say the least, and one interesting note for racing fans was the fact that former NASCAR star turned 500 rookie Jimmy Johnson actually led the race until he made his final pit stop out of sequence. You know, we see that with rookies, allowing his teammate Marcus Ericsson to take the lead at lap 190. Johnson spun out 4 laps later, which proved to be a key moment in deciding this race.
Oh, a crash! Jimmy Johnson in the wall! And this could change everything.
This will bring out the yellow with 6 to go, and we might see a red flag.
And we did see a red flag, and that meant that the race finally restarted with just 2 laps to go, and leader Marcus Ericsson holding on for dear life.
It's time to bring the action at the Indianapolis 500. Here we go. Who's going to do it? Great restart, Ericsson.
Phenomenal jump from the number 8. Look at him.
The former Formula One driver managed to hold off his challengers for his first victory in Indy, and just the second win ever for a Swedish-born driver.
Did it, buddy. You just won the Indy 500.
Marcus Ericsson wins the Indianapolis 500 in the most dramatic way.
Ericsson also earned the largest winner's payout in the race's history, and I'm sure that milk really hit the spot on Sunday, Strap.
Yeah, that is some extremely hard-earned dairy right there, Tate.
Okay, we got to close this one out with maybe the strangest story of the entire weekend. It comes from Major League Baseball with a heavy dose of football rolled into it. In case you missed it, Cincinnati Reds outfielder Tommy Pham served a 3-game suspension this weekend after walking up and slapping Giants outfielder Jock Peterson before Friday's game. Wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. And as Peterson explained, the hostilities here escalated because of a dispute in a fantasy football league. Okay, so some background. Jock Peterson and Tommy Pham played in a fantasy football league together, and we've gotten a couple explanations for why this went down. One of them is that Peterson put a player on an injured reserve, IR spot, in his fantasy league, and was accused of cheating for doing so, which would not be considered cheating in any league I've ever played in, Tate. And I love, by the way, that we're totally in the weeds here already when it comes to fantasy football rules. That's what this story has done to us.
Yeah, if you know, you know, Matt. But we should add that Mr. Pham also offered a different explanation for why this escalated. Now, he played for the Padres last year, and there were a number of Padres players in this fantasy league. And in the league's group chat, Peterson talked some trash about Pham and his teammates at the time.
There was some shit that went on in fantasy, you know, but what he forgot to tell you guys too, you know, he said some disrespectful shit in a text message, and I called him out on it.
Peterson admitted that he did send a GIF making fun of the Padres, but also pulled up a text message and read it to reporters to show his attempt at an apology to Pham.
Was meant to be all fun and games. No hard feelings. Sorry if you took it that way. And then about 2 weeks later, he ended up leaving the league, and there's been no communication since.
I'm glad that you said attempt at an apology there, because if you listen closely, Jock Peterson said, sorry if you took it that way. I got to throw my challenge flag here, Tate. That is not technically an apology.
Yeah, that's also putting it back in your court. You know what I mean? That's definitely not an official apology in my book.
Good. I'm glad, given the circumstances, that we agree on this. I don't want any hostilities escalating.
No slaps here.
That is going to do it for us today from Wondery. I'm Matt Straub.
And I'm Tate Frazier. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. And before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.